Praised be Jesus and Mary. No, you can't help but notice the irony in our Lord's words. You know, so you know me and you know where I am from. You know, this presumption of knowledge comes from only knowing the human origins of Jesus, but our Lord defines himself in the plainest language. I and the Father are one. You know, if this were not clear enough, you know, Jesus performed miracles that only God could do. You know, how could the divine identity of Jesus be missed? You know, could it have been maybe a fear of the consequences? You know, if these people confessed the divinity of Jesus, there would have to be a radical adjustment in their lives. It was just safer to suspend judgment and not acknowledge the mind-boggling reality of Jesus' divinity. And many people in our own day are challenged with the same worry, you know. We withhold our full embrace of Jesus and his truth for fear of what it will cost us. You know, among other things, we shall have to be more prudent in our speech, and our behavior will have to be brought into line with Jesus' teaching. And on top of that, you know, we will have to pray and fast and sacrifice. No doubt about it. Acceptance of Jesus as divine is filled with some demanding responsibilities. But, you know, at the same time, the benefits far outweigh the demands.